Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Oh,
Today, Haile Selassie is courted by all the world. At his anniversary reception, the representatives of 100 nations came to salute the authority of this tiny old man. He was probably the first African leader to be treated by white men as an equal, and the first to be sacrificed by them in the name of appeasement. He's learned to trust nobody, except perhaps his dog, and yet he's won the respect of the world, for there's no man alive today whose life has spanned so much. Now, in his old age, he's practically the incarnation of the history of our time. Time began for Haile Selassie in this remote corner of the Horn of Africa in 1892. In London, Queen Victoria had celebrated her golden jubilee. In Africa, the colonial powers were carving up the continent. But the world Haile Selassie was to grow up to had not been dreamed of. He was born in a thatched hut and christened Tafari Makonnen. And though he was of Ethiopia's royal blood, his childhood on these hillsides was as carefree as childhood should be. Ethiopia to the world then was not much more than an African fairy tale. In European romance, it was the land of King Solomon's mines, Prester John and the Queen of Sheba, the place called Abyssinia, where the tribe of the Habeshan was supposed to live. Only a handful of foreigners had reached its interior and found among its mountains the source of the Blue Nile. The rest was as dark as anything in darkest Africa, hidden by giant mountains from the deadly curiosity of the world. But Europe's romance was Ethiopia's living history. There was a rich empire here when most of Europe was in darkness 2,000 years ago. Its ruins still stand at Aksum, its first capital. And the title of its first rulers, King of Kings, is that of Haile Selassie today. The empire's history since then is a rich confusion of fact and legend. There are still 50,000 people like these in Ethiopia who call themselves Jews of the House of Israel and claim descent from the first Jews out of Arabia 3,000 years ago. They observe the Jewish Sabbath and mark their pottery with the Star of David. Like Haile Selassie's imperial crest, the star crowns the Lion of Judah, the central Ethiopian symbol, begotten from Sheba, who bore a son to King Solomon, and called him Menelik, the first Ethiopian emperor. But the central tradition of Ethiopia is Christianity. Long before most of Europe was converted, the empire was a pillar of Christendom, whose emperor earned another title that Haile Selassie carries today. The elect of God. The echoes of six.
Yeah, man, massive.
Twilight world between yesterday and today, Haile Selassie was born. Now, after 80 years, he looks back on a lifetime that has spanned the gap between the 2,000 years of African tradition he inherited and our own jet-propelled international revolution that threatens to overwhelm him. One of his earliest memories is of the way our world first encroached on his, with the arrival in Ethiopia of the first British diplomatic mission to the court of his half-uncle Menelik. He was 5 years old. The year was 1897, just a year after the great victory of Adowa, and the British mission on its way to Addis Ababa stayed with the young Haile Selassie's father in the town of Harar. Harar then was a newly conquered province of Menelik's empire, taken from Muslim hands. Haile Selassie's father, Ras Makonnen, was Menelik's governor for Harar and a favorite to succeed to the throne. In Muslim hands, Harar had been a secret city, closed to non-Muslims for centuries. 40 years earlier, the British explorer Richard Burton had only been able to get here disguised as an Arab. He didn't think much of what he saw. The streets were stony and narrow, the faces were stern and secretive. He thought they justified the local proverb, hard as the heart of Harar. Harar's not a great deal better now, but for what change there is, Haile Selassie's father can take some credit. He allowed French priests to open this little mission school in the town and sent his son, Tafari Makonnen, to learn from them. 70 years later, French is still the only foreign language Haile Selassie speaks with any fluency. Today, the school is little changed, but in coming here as a boy, Haile Selassie recalls that he had an advantage given to very few others in the empire at that time, and he's been obsessed with the value of education ever since. His father is remembered by Haile Selassie as an unusually enlightened man. He built Harar's first hospital. He opened the first Ethiopian state school. And because he knew he might one day become emperor himself and that Tafari would succeed him, he tried to prepare his son as best he could for the changes that he knew were bound to come from the traditional ways of the old world to the revolutionary demands of the new. So throughout his boyhood, the young Tafari lived happily in his father's house with a future that seemed secure. But suddenly, his father died, and Tafari passed at once from security into a world of medieval intrigue. He was only 13. Menelik was dying, paralyzed by a stroke. He had no son of his own, and with Ras Makonnen's death, the last chance of a clear succession had gone. His court was racked with the jealous plots of rivals for his throne. There was Taitu, his aging queen. Zauditu, his daughter, equally determined to get the throne herself. Ras Michael, a powerful provincial warlord, scheming to put his dissolute son and Menelik's nephew, Lij Yasu, on the throne. Against such plotters, the young Tafari had no chance. He was exiled as governor of another conquered province. Meanwhile, Menelik's palace seethed with treachery and murder like the household of some African King Lear. For 5 years, the conspiracies tore the court apart, until in 1911, the doddering Menelik at last revealed his choice. Ras Michael's son, Lij Yasu, was the heir to his throne. The queen and his daughter were thrust aside, and Tafari Makonnen joined Ethiopia's other barons in swearing an oath of loyalty to his rival. As a reward, he was sent to his father's old job as governor of Harar. In Harar, Tafari was safely out of the way, a week's journey from the capital. He was just 19, but he was experienced far beyond his years. Already he knew not only how to run a province, but how to play a waiting game, and he knew there was still a crown to play for. He needed all his caution, because when Menelik died at last, and Lij Yasu was crowned, the new emperor was already half mad with syphilis, turning from youthful dissipation to exotic vice and murder. He tried to murder Tafari on this lake near Harar, where Tafari often went boating with friends. This time, Lij Yasu bribed a servant to hold the boat so that it sank in the middle of the lake. A friend was drowned. Tafari survived by swimming ashore. The foreign embassies dabbled in these plots as well. The new diplomats who'd surrounded Menelik now imposed on these medieval intrigues the shape of approaching war in Europe. Germany and Turkey stood with Ligyasu. Britain, France, and Italy swung to Tafari's side. It was 1914, and as the guns opened up on Europe's western front, 4,000 miles away, the contest in Ethiopia took an older shape. Christianity once again prepared for a clash with Islam. A Muslim empire in Africa was the bait dangled before Ligyasu by Germany and Turkey. And in his craze for power, the new ruler of a Christian empire became a Muslim in all but name. For the Christians, it was the last straw. Vice, murder, and rape they were accustomed to, but apostasy struck at the heart of their tradition. Ligyasu was formally excommunicated from the Ethiopian church, and with British encouragement, Tafari was proclaimed regent with the title of Ras, or prince. He was 24 years old.
shall endure the yoke.
Test your knowledge.
What is the King of Kings kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality? When did the appointed times of the nations begin and?
I'm going to testify.
But the central tradition of Ethiopia is Christianity. Long before most of Europe was converted, the empire was a pillar of Christendom, whose emperor earned another title that Haile Selassie carries today, the Elect of God. The echoes of 16 centuries of Christianity sound with undiminished faith through Ethiopia's churches now. church in Ethiopia was a sort of barbaric Byzantium, and a crusading church as well, bestowing the light of Christ upon the heathen tribes. But like other crusaders, it was beset by the growing power of Islam. From over the Red Sea, the Arabs swept into Africa with their own revelation. Soon, Ethiopia was a Christian stronghold surrounded by the Muslim world. Hidden in the mountains from the Muslim invasion, the emperors and priests of Ethiopia kept the Christian faith alive. Here in the 12th century, the emperor Lalibela carved out of the rock the churches of what he hoped would be a new Jerusalem. It was the empire's capital for 100 years and came to be known as Lalibela after its creator. 800 years later, Haile Selassie was to come here to pray for deliverance from Italy's invasion of his country. At the worst moment of his life, it was his way of declaring his ultimate faith in the God who was so essential to his empire's tradition, a tradition that the monks of Lalibela still voice in a haunting mixture of orthodox plain chant and African rhythm. Struggle with Islam, church and state became inseparable, and the Christian powers of Europe sent emissaries to the emperors to help them against the Muslims. One of them may have been Prester John, some Western Father Jean, perhaps, exiled and forgotten here for a lifetime. But in spite of Western help, many of the empire's provinces were overrun. The emperors themselves became nomads, wandering the highlands from camp to camp. Until here, at Gondar, in the 17th century, they came to rest again in renewed splendor.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
لما رغش وغيم والأميم يهجريك يتيصبو مالخيرس ويروزني منو سيدو يا حد على أدوناي وعلى مشيحو ننتقى اتموصرو تيمو ونشليخ ممنو عفو تيمو יושב בשמיים ישחק אדוני אל עגלמו אז ידבר אלימו ואפו ובחרונו יבלמו ואני נסחתי מלכי על ציון הר קודשי אספרה אל חוק אדוני אמר אליי בני אתה אני היום ילדתיך שאל ממני ואתן הגויים נחלתך ואחוזתך אפסי ארץ תרועים בשבט ברזל ככלי יוצר תנפסים ועתה מלכים השכילו, יווסרו שופטי ארץ, עבדו את אדוני ביראה, וגילו ברעדה, נשיקו בר פן ינף, וטובדו דרך, כי יבער כמעט אפו אשרי כל חוסבו
Psalm 2
Mizmor vet, 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 vet.
Why do the heathen rage, rage, rage?
Lamma rageshu goyim, geshu goyim, geshu goyim, geshu.
And the people imagine a vain thing, a vain thing, a vain thing.
Ule umim yehegu rik, rik, rik.
The kings of the earth set themselves, set themselves, set themselves.
Yitzevu malche ere, malche ere, malche ere, malche ere.
And the rulers take counsel together, counsel together, counsel together, counsel together.
Verozenim nosedu yahad, 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 yahad.
Against the Lord and against His anointed, against His anointed, against His anointed, against His anointed.
Al Adonai ve'al Meshicho, ve'al Meshicho, ve'al Meshicho.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts. Saith the Lord of hosts.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Gondar was only a brief revival of a declining empire. In another 100 years, the court was on the march again, still carrying the Christian banner, but challenged at every step by powerful feudal barons, as the kings of medieval England used to be. Only the church held Ethiopia together, and gradually authority shifted again towards the church strongholds in the central mountains. Here, the empire that Haile Selassie would inherit began to take shape under King Sahle Selassie, his great-grandfather. King Sahle was one of the most powerful barons, and it was to him that the new commercial empires of 19th century Europe came with their gifts and guns. And his kingdom was the foundation on which the Ethiopian Empire was rebuilt. Its revival was heralded by a Christian crusade, led by a man who was half monk, half warrior, and who defeated all other contenders for the throne, the Emperor Theodore. But in 1862, Theodore fell foul of Queen Victoria. By a misunderstanding, she failed to answer one of his letters, and in a huff, Theodore imprisoned a British consul and some European missionaries in his mountain fortress at Magdala. When 5 years of diplomacy failed to secure their release, the British at last sent a military expedition to recover them. It was a ponderous exercise, but effective. With elephants, gun carriages, and Indian sepoys under the command of General Napier, they clambered steadily into the mountains that had been Ethiopia's best defense for so long. The Ethiopians were no match for them. They had few rifles and no artillery to save their old empire from the new world. As Napier's army approached their last stronghold, Theodore shot himself. the new concept of empire had triumphed over the old. Yet in Theodore's medieval crusade, there was a glimpse of a new Ethiopia. And 20 years later, under the Emperor Menelik, grandson of Sahle Selassie and half-uncle to Haile Selassie, that glimpse became something like reality. Europe's scramble for Africa was then in full swing, and as the Western empires planted their flags all over the continent, only Menelik's Ethiopia seemed able to stand against them. At Addis Ababa in Sahle Selassie's old kingdom, Menelik created a new capital for his empire. It was Ethiopia's first permanent capital since the heyday of Gondar, 200 years before. Menelik's palace is still used 80 years later by Haile Selassie, and to him it's a permanent reminder of the day when Ethiopia showed that it could, after all, resist the power of Europe, when Menelik's army in these mountains defeated an Italian invasion at the Battle of Adowa. The year was 1896, and the traditional Ethiopian painting tells the story of a modern awakening. It was the first time a European army had been defeated by Africans since Hannibal beat the Romans 2,000 years ago. Menelik's celebrations were huge and noisy. For days on end, the drink ran like water, and the tables were red with the blood of raw meat. In the rejoicing, the Ethiopians hardly noticed that they had still to pay a price for their independence. From now on, they would be enmeshed in the quarrels of the European powers. While the new ambassadors and their lady wives looked with astonishment at Menelik's medieval feasts, they were secretly seeking for allies here in the power struggle that was raging in Europe.
Ethiopia.
Yeah, it is.
umbrella for a piece of bread. Oh, mama gonna tie a belly for her son. For make we chant down Babylon. I tell you, make we chant down Babylon. Me say me fling them out of sea and the shark don't see. To them give the hog and the hog not grab. Put them on a line, say them doing love fight. I'll me show them little love, them a up and a pop. Show them little love, them a up and a pop. Make we chant down Babylon. Tell you, make we chant down Babylon. Tell me say broke too poor, man, me can't go home. Two stone in a room. Tell you why me mash down Rome. Tell you why me can't go home. Come make we chant down Babylon. Babylon a wicked man and a Finnegan as out there. Come and make we chant down Babylon. My friend William Gordon, the other one Paul Doger, the prophet I Marcus Garvey. River run dry, a coconut trees are quailing, banana trees are drying up, so the prophet put feelers out there. Yeah, come and make we chant down Babylon. Come and say no backstabbing. Come and say no backbiting. Yeah, chant down Babylon. Come and make we chant down Babylon. Flee from the city, for the city has been set up on a fire. In the time of trouble, they gotta call up unto John. God will answer them that steal my sheep from out my pastor. And scatter them in the city, will answer them out there. As the water comes to the sea, so as the righteousness comes to the land. We make we chant on Babylon. Sing it, make we chant on Babylon. No wicked can come to the fire and I flesh. Just shall make them stumble and fail. Righteous man of the stand. Show them that the righteous man of the stand. We make we chant on Babylon. Because we show them be the hog and the hog not gone.
Oh yeah, them skulls and bones, but a Christ was crucified and him conquered.
Obi fam, know what I mean, with the Mollies. Obi fam, know what I mean, with the Mollies. Obi fam, know what I mean, with the Mollies, kid. Pushing in the 600s, never hardest, kid. Mr. Chief Stevie-O, my man Julie and the Stevie, you know how these things flow. Keeping drama for the D-A-double-E-O.
If them want to win the revolution, they must win it with Rasta. You can't win no other way, because if you win other way, you have to fight again. When you Rasta win, then no more war.
Yeah.
Here's the words of the Rasta man.
And I hear the angel with the seven seas.
tell the world something.
Yeah.
Master of the
wind eye, anyhow you try disrespecting Selassie I. Rock to where your foot and dab in your eye with proper information about Rastafari. Make sure we read Bible and salute the Most High. The ones we don't know, them are the most we act wide. In his imperial majesty really get crucified. All out really get the color blue in the sky. Why after you feed the youth, the baby still a cry. You need jobs inside of your life, and after you're alive. Because I believe that I and I will really verify. Spirit of Selassie I, head to very high. Now if we stop with time, you know if we down the other guy. Long time we await to see we people unify. Clean out yourself and really start purify. When done uniform, you know we stress multiply.
Stress multiply, you know we stress multiply.
To the Most High, since my B-Day up to this day, he's close by, watching over me, while Babylon scoping me. From my mother's womb, they took my mind and started molding me. Like Pookie on the crack, I heard the devil calling me. By the powers of Jah, he took the devil's off of me. I can see clearly now, I'm stepping with authority. God bless you, I got the whole world supporting me. Jah is my friend, different from my enemy, them. I talked to him, shouting out, looking up at heaven. Gave me a call, he said, I want you to tell them all, that all you shall witness when Babylon falls. All you shall witness when Babylon fall, all you shall witness when Babylon fall.
Yeah. Skate Chronicles for the evening. Truth undisputed. Flip Mode Squad. Busta Rhymes, Flip Star. Steve Marley and the Marley Band.
Not ordinary people, but you've been made to think that you are less than who and what you are. No human being made in the image and likeness of God is ordinary. Because God is not ordinary. God is extraordinary. And so are you who are made in his image and in his likeness.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children?
You are hereby released on the conditions indicated. These conditions will be in effect until your case is disposed of or until they are changed or amended by a judge.
No! No! No.
Personal recognizance?
No! No!
Mother's
no.
Custody?
No! No! No!
Man, let's have a revolution. Have a revolution. Have a revolution. Have a revolution.
Haile Selassie mission is no joke thing. And a 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, A, diggle, diggle, the cat and the figure thing thing. And about weed, ital stew, are wearing ice gold and green. You have to know his words and works to understand why he's supreme. Mount Zion is real, unlike heaven in your dreams. The road is narrow and long. You have to be prepared to fight on the battlefield. In our old cast Selassie army, no retreat. You know, see it. Some have a lick of lightning in the Rasta house. Cause some king of flex like back and belly rust. And some princess of flex like Minnie Mouse. I don't know what them are promote. But it's either them clean up them ass or continue trans out. No skin teeth, no joke. Me said the way I'm serious, all this chalice of go out. Judgment has spread like lava from coast to coast. Some man make one bag of money, sit down with one bag of man a champagne toast. Pan them own a black brother, them a boss. The 12 tribe man tell me say some chicken him a go roast. How can sure me think I did healthy lifestyle Rasta promote? Still, food at the least. The lava bubble for the one just sign contract and lease with the beast. You think of that? My past Haile Selassie High School one day. I'm embarrassed. Look how much rusted about ya. I never watched the building job flat. And for things to Haile Selassie forward way from Ethiopia and lay the first block. So I realize that I'm only full of chat. Come and grow locks and I get paid for act. And Babylon give them a ride for their money, get them funny. Yeah, but really and truly, how far has the Rasta movement progressed since its foundation? How long have you earned the same song and still no action? We could be self-reliant if we were serious about the mission. With the vast wealth that is generated within the Rasta organization. Some chant unity and love, but they have a single-minded meditation. Their plan is to pull you into the belly of corruption. Reggae music, idols too. Still a party pan this same Rasta bandwagon. Lion a drink Red Bull and Dragon. What that man? Concerning the Bubba man. The thing is that Haile Selassie don't deal with no form of segregation. So don't confuse me nation. One in a tree and a tree in a one. Without no apology, Marcus and Emmanuel is not a part of that combination. You mean for tell me say after Haile Selassie clear the path and set the foundation, una still about a Queen Elizabeth for repatriation, una burn her every day and still look for 7 miles of black styline of a steel pan, ism and schism still on a way upon Haile King Selassie like is a milk and honey thing. Africa awaits its creators, which simply means we have great, great works to put in. Haile Selassie, Kushum!
If tomorrow is Judgment Day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet. Mizmor
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim
yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
Keep the rubber dumb spinning, listen to what the messenger speaking. Keep the rubber dumb spinning. Listen to what the messenger speaking.
Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace, 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 peace.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on hand, If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian. Actively Christian.
I say give unto Rastafari, O mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, and the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
መዝሙር 28 በቅንፍ 29 ከድንኳን በመውጣት ጊዜ የዳዊት መዝሙር ያምላክ ልጆች ሆይ ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ክብርንና ምስጋናን ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ የስሙን ክብር ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ በቅድስናው ስፍራ ለእግዚአብሔር ስገዱ የእግዚአብሔር ድምጽ በውሆች ላይ የክብር አምላክ አንጎደጎደ እግዚአብሔር በብዙ ውሆች ላይ የእግዚአብሔር ድምጽ በኃይል ነው የእግዚአብሔር ድምጽ በታላቅ ክብር ነው የእግዚአብሔር ድምጽ ዝግባን ይሰብራል እግዚአብሔር የሊባኖስን ዝግባ ይቀጠቅጣል እንደ ጥጃ ሊባኖስን አንድ ቀንድ እንዳለው አውሬ ልጅ ሰርዮንን ያዘልላቸዋል የእግዚአብሔር ድምጽ የሳፉን ነበልባል ይቆርጣል የእግዚአብሔር ድምጽ ምድረ በዳውን ያናውጥ እግዚአብሔር የቃዴስን ምድረ በዳ ያናውጥ የእግዚአብሔር ድምጽ ዋላዎችን ያጠነክራቸው ጫካዎቹንም ይገልጣል ሁሉም በመቅደሱ ምስጋና ይላል እግዚአብሔር የጥፋት ውሃን ሰብስቧል እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ንጉስ ሆኖ ይቀመጣል እግዚአብሔር ለሕዝቡ ኃይልን ይሰጣል እግዚአብሔር ሕዝቡን በሰላም ይባርካል
Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace, 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 peace.
Mizmor kaftet mizmor le David. Havu l'Adonai bene elim. Havu l'Adonai kavod va'oz. Havu l'Adonai kevod shemo. Yishtahavu l'Adonai behadrat kodesh. Kol Adonai al hamayim el hakavod hirim Adonai al mayim rabbim Kol Adonai bakoah Kol Adonai behadar Kol Adonai shover arazim וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום.
The people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring across to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But we want the next verse with Amarik. But we want the next verse with Amarik. See? So this is what kind of cause a thing, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of, do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that yet.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
Shalom to Tainai's Tling. Greetings. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmor Haya Zetang. Shalom to Tainai's Tling. Greetings. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmor Haya Zetang. From the Mezmor Dawit, from the Ethiopic Psalter, from the Psalms of David, and here in the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie. First, we have today's daily psalm, Mezmor Haya Zetang. And here is the Le Ma'ebelu Gieta Yekarebe Wudase. Le Ma'ebelu Gieta. For the ways, the Lord, Yekarebe Wudase, a praise that is presented for the Lord of the ways. Now some theme this psalm and see the psalm as the voice of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, the voice of Yahweh, Jehovah, of Egziah-Vihar, in the storm. Also, the seven voices, this psalm also, as this psalm is one of the psalms that preface the Sabbath. It's a very, very important psalm, today's daily psalm. A storm picture, often referred to as a storm picture. And this psalm, this mezmor, is included in the sabbatical kedase, in the sabbatical liturgy, a thrilling description of a storm, a verbal symphony in which the shattering peals of thunder reverberating round the hills are reproduced in word, sound, and power with realistic effect. Today's daily psalm This also corresponds to the seven voices of Gitav, Adonai, of Doniyai, Chah, Rastafari contained in the Mezmor. Furthermore, the closing note of Salam, of Shalom, of peace, coming at the end of a poem of the storm is peculiarly apt for the day of rest, for the Shabbat, which introduces a spirit of calm after the storm of everyday life and conflict. Today's daily psalm, Let Ma'ebelu, for the waves, Gita, the Lord of the waves, Yekarele, that which is presented, Wudase, praise which is presented. So make I and I ride up, right here, Besam Am, Wawelid, Mementesu, Kadus, Aharu, Amla, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source, in Jimrale. We begin, beginning here with a superscription. The superscription. Superscription we have here, Kadinquan, Bemeltat, Gizeh, Yedawit, Mezmor. Kadinquan. Now, in the KJV, the basic subscription is a Psalm of David, yeah, Dawit Mezmor. In the Hebrew, Mizmor Le Dawid. Mizmor Le David, Le Dawid, a Psalm of David. But here we have Kadinquan from the tent, Bemeltat, the Gizeh, when he came out. When he came out from the tent, in the time they came out from the tent, yeah, Dawit of David, Mezmor, a psalm, a chant, a vocal intonation, Isis, praises, a psalm of David, Kuter and verse one. Give to Egeziavi her to sustain of the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father. O ye mighty, give to Egeziavi her glory and strength. Ye Amlak Lijoch Hoy, ye Amlak of the source, Lijoch, children, Hoy, O children of the source, O children of God, O children of the source, ye Amlak Lijoch Hoy, le Egeziavi her Amtu. KJV has give, to is like bring for to Ekaziavia, bring to the sustainer. KJV says give to the sustainer, bring to the sustainer, O ye mighty, O ye children, O ye sons of source, ye sons of source, give to Ekaziavia, Kabrina, Miskanan, Kabrina, Kabr, glory, Kabrina, glory and Miskanan, and Miskanan, and praise and thanks and thanksgiving. Let Egeziavi Haram to bring to the sustainer. Give to the sustainer, O ye mighty, O ye sons of source, give to the sustainer. Glory and strength, glory and praises and eyes and thanksgiving. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Ye Simona Kabr, le Egeziavi Haram to Bek Disanao Sifra, le Egeziavi Harasigertu. Give, bring to the sustainer the glory due to his name. Yet, Simon, the Hashem, Shemul, yes, Simon, Kubr, Legaziyari Haram, to worship the sustainer in the beauty of holiness and the beauty of idleness. Vekadisanao Sifra, Legaziyari Haram, Sigedu. Kedisana, 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 islandness, holiness, Kedusha, Kedusha, holiness, set apartness, Kedisana, and in his holy, his Isla, Sifra, cipher, place, space, Kedisana, Sifra, Le Gaziavi Herisikedu, prostrate, which is worship, prostrate, that says bow, prostrate, two, four, the sustainer, in his set apart cipher, his set apart space, there, Kedisana, Sifra, Legaziavi Herisigedu, Kuter Source, verse 3. Yegaziavi Herdinks, Bewhoch Lai, Ekavram Lakana Gwadeg, but Ekaziavi Herbezu, Hoch Lai, the voice of Ekaziavi Her, the sustainer, is upon the waters. Yegaziavi Herdinks, Bewhoch Lai, the God of glory, thundereth, Yekavram Lakan Gwadeg, the source of glory, Yekavram Lakan Gwadeg, thundereth. Egeziavi Her, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, Father, Bebizu, Wuchoch, Lai, is upon Bizu, Nuf, many, Wuchoch, waters, Lai, is upon, is above, the many waters, Kuter, Arat, verse 4. Egeziavi Her, Dint, Behailno, Yeah, the voice of the sustainer is powerful. The voice of the sustainer is full of majesty. Yeah, the voice of the sustainer, the good, the excellent, open-handed, our Father. Yeah, the higher, power, in power. Nau, it is in power. The voice of the sustainer is in power, is in Hayel. Yeah, Gizyavi Herdint, the voice of the sustainer, the good, the excellent, open-handed, our Father, Yod Hei, Wehe, He Who Be, Who He Be, Betalak, Kuburno. In great glory, is in great glory, in great honor, is full of majesty. Kuter Amis, verse 5. Yeah, Gizyavi Herdint, Zigabana, Yisabral, Gizyavi Herdint. Yet Libanosina Zigbai Yekatekatal, the voice of Exiavihir. Break it the cedars. Yeah, Exiavihir Dinsa Zigbana Yisabral. Break it the cedars, yeah. Exiavihir, break it the cedars of Lebanon. Exiavihir Ye Libanosina Zigba Yekatekatal. Kuter Sidist, verse 6. In the Tijal, Libanosin, Anken and Dalo Aurea Licha Suryonina Yazalilachual. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon, Libanos, and Syrian like a young unicorn. In the Tijal, Libanosin, Anken and Dalo Aurea Licha Suryonin. Yazalachual, Kuter Sevat, verse 7. Yeah, Yavi Herdinsa, Yesatuna, Nebelbal, Nebelbala, Yekortal. The voice of Gizyavi Her divideth the flames of fire. Yeah, Gizyavi Herdins, yeah, Isatun, Isat, yeah, Isatun of the fires, Nebelbal, Nebelbal, the flames of fire, Yekortal, Yekortal, cutteth, divideth the flames of fire, Kuter Cement. Verse 8. Yeah, Gizyavi her dintha midre bedawina yanautal. Gizyavi her yek adesin midre beda yanautal. The voice of Gizyavi shaketh the wilderness. Gizyavi her dintha midre bedawin yanautal. Gizyavi her sustainer shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh, Exiavi her, ye Kadeshin, Midre Beda, Yanautal, Kuter Zetain, verse 9. Ye Exiavi her Dinsa, Walawochin, Yat Nekrachwal, Chakaochu Nima, Yigeltal, Hulum Bemekdesu, Miskana. Yilal, the voice of Gizyavi Her, saying the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, Yod Hei, where Hei, He Who Be, Who He Be, His Divine Majesty, maketh the hinds to calf, and discovereth the forest. And in His temple doth everyone speak of His glory. Here we have Ekuter Zetain in the Metzav Kedus, yeah, Gizyavi Her Dims, the voice of Gizyavi Her, Walawochina Yat Nekarachwal, strengtheneth in that sense the calves, but bringing out that idea, causing them to give birth, Yat Nekarachwal, yeah, Gizyavi Her Dims, Walawochin Yat Nekarachwal, Chakawochunim, the forest, Yigeltal, he discovers in a sense of almost like strips them bare, but discovers, causes them to be revealed. Hulum and all, hulu, all, hulum and all, bemekdesu in his mekdes, in mekdesu, bemekdesu, in his holy place, his set apart space. Miskana, miskana. Thanks and praise, Miskana, Isis, thanksgiving, Miskana, also symbolizing glory in a sense, but literally the thanks and praises, Miskana, thanksgiving, Yilal, thanks, thanksgiving, praises, Yilal, speaketh of his glory, speaketh of Miskana, Uter Aser, verse 10. Exiavi her, yet the fata wahana, sebisaboal, exiavi her, lezalaleman goose hono, ye kemet al. The sustainer, exiavi her, sitteth, he who be who he be, the sustainer, the good, the excellent, open hand, father, sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the sustainer, exiavi her, sitteth king. Is enthroned as king, as Nugus, even Nugus, and I guess forever, for Iva, Exiavihar, yet Fata Wahana, yet Fata Wahan, Sebisabo, Al, gathers together the waters. Here it says in the Royal Amharic, it says, yet Tifat of destruction, the waters of destruction, he gathereth it together, gathers together. This thing has gathered Sebal, this Sebal Al has gathered the waters of destruction together. Xiavihir, the sustainer, Lezalem, forever, Nugus, Lezalem, Lezalem, Nugus, the forever king. Hono, being the forever king, he is enthroned. He sitteth as king. He sitteth enthroned as the forever king, even the king of kings. Verse 11. Xiavihir, lehizbua hailina yis set al. Xiavihir, lehizbuna be salam yibar kal. Xiavihir, stain of the good, the generous, open handed, excellent, father, your hey, where hey, he who be, we be, his divine majesty will give strength to his people. Xiavihir, lehizbu, his people, lehizbu, for his people, to his people, hailin, hail, power, hail, overcoming power, hailin, power, yisetal, will give, he gives. Xiavihir, hizbun, Bessalam Yabarkal, Xiavia, the sustainer, the good, the excellent, open-handed, our father will bless his people, his boo, with salam in salam. Bessalam Yabarkal, Xiavier, let his boo, Hailin Yisetal, Xiavier, his boo, Bessalam.
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, master God, Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. 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 In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times to God. And at times to God. And at times to God himself.
In our image. In our image and after our likeness. Yes, sir.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
May the speaker.
Mazmur 28. Bakanif 29. Kadinkwan bamaut at gizye yedawit mazmur. Yamlak lijoj hoy legziyab hiramtu. Kibirin nam sganan legziyab hiramtu. የስሙን ክብር ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ በቅድስናው ስፍራ ለእግዚአብሔር ስገዱ የእግዚአብሔር ድምጽ በውሆች ላይ የክብር አምላክ አንጎደጎደ እግዚአብሔር በብዙ ውሆች ላይ የእግዚአብሔር ድምጽ በኃይል ነው የእግዚአብሔር ድምጽ በታላቅ ክብር ነው የእግዚአብሔር ድምጽ ዝግባን ይሰብራል እግዚአብሔር የሊባኖስን ዝግባ ይቀጠቅጣል እንደ ጥጃ ሊባኖስን አንድ ቀንድ እንዳለው አውሬ ልጅ ስርዮንን ያዘልላቸዋል የእግዚአብሔር ድምጽ የሳቱን ነበልባል ይቆርጣል የእግዚአብሔር ድምጽ ምድረ በዳውን ያናውጥ እግዚአብሔር የቃዲስ ምድረ በዳ ያናውጥ የእግዚአብሔር ድምጽ ዋላዎችን ያጠነክራቸዋል ጫካዎቹንም ይገልጣል ሁሉም በመቅደሱ ምስጋና ይላል እግዚአብሔር የጥፋት ውሃን ሰብስቧል እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ንጉሥ ሆኖ ይቀመጣል። እግዚአብሔር ለሕዝቡ ኃይልን ይሰጣል። እግዚአብሔር ሕዝቡን በሰላም ይባርካል።
Yes, 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 native speaker Abraham Chebude right there with the chant, Psalm 29 from the King of Kings Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals right there. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 29. Le ma'ebel geta, for the Lord, for the geta of the waves, waves, waves. Here, 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 Sister Aisha, King Selassie, yes, I. Le ma'ebel geta, Lord of the waves.
Up to the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant. Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language. Learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Slasya,
Shastafara,
Shastafara,
Abagada,
Awagacha,
Taya,
Kala,
Manasa,
Ipa,
Tala,
Wara,
Shasta.
My Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
Rewind and come back, selector.
That's right.
Shema Yisrael, hear today's daily psalm, Midrash on Mizmor Kaf 8. Mizmor Kaf 8, Psalm 29. Mizmor Le David. Havu La Yahuwah B'nei Elim. Havu La Yahuwah Kavod Wa'oz. A psalm of David. Lay it up on. Upon the Lord, O ye, O y'all, B'nai Elim. Havu la Yahuwah B'nai Elim. This verse is to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Ezekiel 34, verse 22, where it reads, Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey. Hear, Yechezekiel. Here, Ezekiel 34, verse 22. V'ho'shi'ati li'oni v'lo tihyena od la'uz. Therefore will I save my flock. V'ho'shi'ati li'oni, and they shall no more be a prey. V'lo tihyena od la'uz. What more am I to do for them? Ask Ha'el, the true good, the true God. Ask Elohim, make my servant David, make my servant David feed them. As is said even in the next verse of Yechezkel, Ezekiel 34, verse 23. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David, even my servant David.
Vahikimoti lehem ro'eh echad v'ra'aha etehenna eita avdi David hu yireh otam v'hu yihyeh lahenna li'ro'eh.
David, David answered, Thou, the I, art the deliverer, the I liverer. Be thou also the shepherd.
Hear, as is written in Mizmor Kaf 8. Here, in Psalm 28, Hebraically, verse 9, where it reads, Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and carry them forever. Carry them for ever. Hoshia eta amicha, ua vareka eta nachlateka, u re'eim, wi nasaim, ada ha'olam. Save thy people, Hoshia. Eta ameka, and bless thine inheritance. Ua varek eta nachilateka, and tend them. Ua ur aim, tend them, shepherd them. Ur aim, wi nasaim, ad haolam, and carry them. Wi nasaim, ad haolam, and carry them forever. Carry them for ever.
Hakadosh baruku. The Holy One, blessed be He, ask, Do I hold them back from salvation that thou sayest to me, Hoshia, eta ameka, save thy people. Do I hold them back from salvation that thou sayest to me, Hoshia, eta ameka. I do not hold them back. They hold themselves back. Then David said, Lay it upon the Lord, O ye, O y'all, B'nai Elim. Now,
What can David, what can David have meant by the words, B'nai Elim, except, O ye sons, B'nai, who act as if you were dumb, Elim, Elim, and deaf. Ye y'all who have the right to talk back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He. Not only do y'all not talk back to Him, but in order to hallow, to set apart, to sanctify Shemo, to sanctify, set apart, eilify His name, ye, y'all endure the yoke of nations, the yoke of the Goyim, the yoke of the hostile nations, nationalities, international communities. So also, Isaiah said, even in Isaiah 47 and 19, who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is wholehearted and blind as the Lord's servant? Here, Isaiah 42 and 19, that reads, who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is wholehearted and blind as the Lord's servant? Mi yverakiyim avdi v'chereisha k'malachia eshlach. Mi yverakiyim mishulam v'yverakiyahwa. Who is blind but my servant? Mi yverakiyim avdi, or deaf with chereish, as my messenger, k'malaki, that I sent, eshlach. Who is blind as he that is wholehearted? Mi yivera ki mishulam, and blind as Jehovah's servant, v'yivera k'eved Yahuwah. The same thought is implied in the verse, Abraham called the name of the place Adonai Jireh, Adonai Yireh, Yireh, Yahweh Yireh. Hear. Bereshith, Genesis 22, verse 14. Vayikra Avraham Shem Hamakom Hahu, Yahweh Yireh, Adonai Yireh. And Abraham called, Vayikra Avraham, the name of that place, Shem HaMakom HaHu, Adonai Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, Yahuwah Yireh, Yahuwah Yireh. For what can Abraham have meant by Adonai Jireh, Adonai Jireh, Yahuwah Yireh, Jehovah Jireh, except, O Lord Adonai, note, Re'ei, note that I have the right to talk back to thee, to the I. In days gone by, thou didst say to me, say to I, even in Bereshith, Genesis 21 and 12, it is through Isaac, Yitzhak, that thy name shall be carried on. Ki v'Yitzhak yikare leka zara, for in Isaac, ki v'Yitzhak, shall seed be called to thee, to the eye, yikare leka zara. Or it is through Isaac Yitzhak, ki be Yitzhak, that thy name shall be carried on, yikare leka zara. Yet now, thou sayest to me, to I, according to Bereshith, Genesis 22 and 2, take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest. Bereshith Chaf Beit, Genesis 22, verse 2. Vayomer kach na eta binka eta yechideka yechideka. And he said, Vayomer kach, take kach na, take now kach na, eta binka, eta yechideka, take now thine son, kachna et binka, thine only son, whom thou lovest, even Isaac. et yechideka asher ahavta et Yitzchak. Abraham asked Ha'el, ask Elohim, which of my sons? And Ha'el Elohim had answered, thine only son, et yechideka, thine only son. Abraham said to Elohim, this one is an only son to Imo, to his mother, and that one is an only son to Imo, to his mother. And Ha'el, the true good, the true God Elohim, had answered, thy son, et binka, whom thou lovest, asher ahavta, thy son, binka, whom thou lovest, asher ahavta. Then Abraham had said, I love them both. I love both of them. When thou saidest, take now, kach na, Yitzchak, take now, Isaac, should I not have talked back to thee, recalling thy words, according to Bereshith, according to Genesis 17, verse 21, my covenant will I establish with Isaac. Ve'eta briti akim eta Yitzchak, but my covenant with et briti will I establish with Isaac, akim eta Yitzchak. And should I not have said, what of the covenant, what of the brit? But since I had the right to talk back to thee, to the eye, but did not talk back to thee. Therefore, when my children fall into the hands of chet, ha-chet, chatiyat, sin, unkery, forfeiture, lack, on their behalf, recall this hour, recall this hour. Hence, here it is said, lay it upon the Lord. O ye sons who act as if y'all are dumb, b'nei elim, havu layahuah b'nei elim. Lay it upon Jehovah. Havu layahuah. O y'all sons who act as if ye are dumb, as if y'all are dumb. B'nei elim. Another reading of B'nei elim is, O y'all sons of the mighty. B'nei elim. O y'all sons of the mighty. As in the verse from Ezekiel, Yechezekel, Ezekiel 17:13, Ezekiel chapter 17, verse 13, the verse that reads, the mighty El of the land he took away. Ve'eta ele ha'aret lakach, and the mighty, we'et ele, ele, we'et ele, and the mighty ha'aret of the land, lakach, he took away. We'et ele ha'aret lakach, and the mighty, the ele, ele ha'aret, the mighty of the land, he took away, lakach. Another reading of B'nei Elim is, O ye children of those who were ready to be sacrificed like rams, like Elim, like rams. Abraham said, I am ready to sacrifice. And Yitzchak and Isaac replied, I am ready to be sacrificed, sacrifice, 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 sacrifice,
sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. Mizmor kaftet mizmor le David. Havu l'Adonai bene elim, havu l'Adonai kavod va'oz. Havu l'Adonai kevod shemo, ishtahavu l'Adonai behadrat kodesh. Kol Adonai al hamayim el hakavod hir'im, Adonai al mayim rabbim. Kol Adonai bakkoah, kol Adonai behadar, kol Adonai shover arazim, vayishaber Adonai et arze hal levanon, vayyarkidem kemo egel, levanon vesiryon, כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, Kol Adonai Yahil Midbar, Yahil Adonai Midbar Kadesh. Kol Adonai Yeholel Ayalot, Vayehesof Yarot Uvhechalo, Kullo Omer Kavod. Adonai Lamabul Yashav, Vayeshev Adonai Melech Leolam. Adonai Oz Leammo Yitten, Adonai Yevarech Et Ammo Vashalom.
On the seventh day, take thy rest. But although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. But although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. But although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
Here for the Kabbalat, Kabbalat, the Kabbalah, 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 to receive, the welcoming, welcoming, receiving. HaShabbat, here for the Kabbalat Shabbat. The six psalms, we have the six psalms, Psalms 95 to 99 plus Psalm 29, followed by a short mystical poem known as the Ana B'Koach, Ana B'Koach. We're here just on the last part of that psalm, Psalm 29, the last of the six psalms, Mizmor LeDavid. It has special significance. In the ancient teaching, it makes a connection between the psalm and the Amidah. The Amidah, the traditional Hebraic, the standing prayer. All rise, the standing prayer. Now, the reason is that the weekday Amidah, standing prayer, was first organized around 18 berkot, 18 blessings, 18 word sound, power invocations for prosperity and increase. And the Sabbath, the Shabbat Amidah, the sabbatical standing prayer, is organized around 7 berkot, 7 berekatot, 7 blessings, 7 word sound, power invocations for prosperity and increase. And this was to relate it to the Psalms where Exiavia, the sustainer, where Hashem, where Jah's name is mentioned 18 times. While there's the phrase that's found in the psalm, the call Yahuwah, the voice of Jehovah, this is used 7 times. Barakot 28b and 29a. Now the ancient teaching also suggests that this psalm, Psalm 29, the sixth of the six psalms, like for the 6 days of the Shavuot, it contains an allusion to the order and theme of the first three barakot, the first three blessings, word, sound, power, invocations for prosperity and increase that is found in the standing prayer, that's found in the Amidah, according to Megillah 17 and B, the scroll 17b. Now this psalm, its symbolic association with the weekday, right, with the, we could say the 6 days, and with the Shabbat Amidah, the sabbatical standing prayer, it may explain why it was chosen to mark the transition from the weekdays, or the 1 to 6, and here to the Shabbat, to the seventh day, and why it became customary to stand, or rise to stand, while saying it. Now here, riding up right here, we have a short prayer. It's a short prayer of the mystics. It's known as the Ana B'Koach. Now, this was appended to Psalm 29, some say by the Kabbalists. Now, the prayer is ascribed, some say, to a 2nd century Talmudic sage, one named Nehunya ben HaKana. It mentions, here's the connection with Psalm 29. Because Psalm 29, we have like the seven voices. You know, if you read and study the psalm, you see the seven voices. And this is linking to even the sabbatical 7 barakot, 7 blessings, 7 invocations of prosperity and increase. So here this Ana B'Koach, the mystic, the prayer of the mystics, it mentions 7 designations for the names of God, the names of Ha'ilahim, Elohim, Hashem, namely Nora, awesome one, dreaded one. So sometimes in translation, KJV will be like, he is terrible. You look at the Hebrew, Nora, he is awesome, Nora. So we have Nora, or even he is dread. He's the dreadful one. He is dreaded. Nora. So we have Nora, one of the names. Nora, awesome one, dreaded one. Gibor. We have Gibor. Gibor in the Hebrew. He who be, who he be is Gibor. He is the mighty one, Gibor. He's also the Chasin. Chasin, almighty. Chasin, almighty. Kadosh. Kadosh. Set apart one, Isla one, as I and I would say. The holy one. Yahid. Yahid, Yahid, one and only. When it seems like the only begotten son, the only begotten, and how Yitzhak was said to be that only one, that Yahid, one and only. He is also Gaeh, exalted one, Gaeh, exalted one. And the seventh of the 7 designations for the names of Hashem, for the names of he who be, who he be, we have the seventh, Yodea, Ta'alumot, Yodea, one who knows, Yodea.
Yodea Ta'alumot. Ta'alumot. The inner thought, so that which is hidden, Ta'alumot. The knower of that which is hidden, brought out in translation as the knower of the inmost thought. So these designations, we say attributes, so to speak, of Yahweh, Yahweh, he who be, he be Nora. He who be, who he be is Nora. He is the awesome one. He who be, who he be is Gibor. He is the mighty one. He who be, who he be is Chasin, almighty one. He who be, who he be is Kadosh, set apart one, the Isla, the holy one. He who be, who he be is Yahid, Yahid. He's the one and the only one. He is Ga'eh. He who be, who he be is Ga'eh. Ga'eh, Ga'eh, exalted one, big up one, Ga'eh, exalted one. Yodea ta'alumot, he who be, who he be, yodea ta'alumot. He be the knower of the inmost thoughts. So when we get the right interpretation of the Tetragrammaton, then it makes sense why we have these attributes. Because the attributes were to bring out who he, who be, who he be, and which attributes we may be calling on. These designations are said to correspond, these seven, they correspond with the seven voices, the seven voices of Yahweh, of Yahweh, of Jehovah, that is mentioned in Psalm 29. Read over, study it. You'll find there are seven voices of he who be, who he be, Yahweh, the Almighty. Furthermore, this prayer right here, it contains in the Hebrew 42 words, 42, that number, 42 words that correspond to a composite name of Elohim, of the power. It's a phrase consisting of 42 letters that is said to have one time been used as a substitute for the Tetragrammaton, for the Yahweh, Yahweh, for the Hashem, according to Kiddushin 71a. Some say that that name and its meaning are unknown to some today. That name, what is that name that consists of 42 letters? 42 letters. So here, brothers and sisters, sister and the brother, just going through what we just described right here, the Ana B'Koach. So why do we write up this mystical poem composition, and what is its connection with the six psalms or the 6 days of the Shavuah, namely with Psalm 29? It's because of the seven names, those seven names and the seven thunders, the seven voices of Jehovah. Here. Yes, right.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Ascribe to the Lord, Yod Hey Wah Hey, the glory due to his name. Ascribe to the Lord, Yod Hey Wah Hey, the glory due to his name. Ascribe to the Lord, Yod Hey Wah Hey, the glory due to his name. Havu la Yahuwah kavod shemo. Ascribe to Jehovah the glory, the kavod due to his name, the kavod shemo. Havu la Yahuwah kavod shemo. That is, whenever I breathe his ineffable name, Yod Hey Wah Hey Yahuwah Yahweh, ye y'all are to ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Havu la Yahuwah Kavod Shemo. Havu Layahuwah Kavod Shemo. As Moses said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 32:3, when I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe your greatness to our God. Ascribe your greatness to Eloheinu. Ki Shem Yahuwah Ekra Havu Godel Leloheinu. For I will proclaim the name of he who be who he be. Ki Shem Yahuwah Ekra. Ascribe y'all Havu greatness to our Elohim. Havu Godel Leloheinu. Godel Le Eloheinu. Godel Leloheinu. Ascribe y'all greatness to our, to I and I Elohim. That is, offer prayers to Elohim. Moshe, upon being asked, whence do we know how many prayers we are to offer? Answered, Mark how many times the ineffable name, the Hashem, occurs in this mizmor, in this psalm, in this chant, in this intonation. Mark how many times Hashem, the ineffable name, occurs in this mizmor. Told, 18 times Moses answered, you must offer 18 benedictions, 18 barakas, 18 blessings, 18 benedictions. Hence, it is said, the glory due to his name. Kavod Shemo, Kavod Shemo, the glory, the Kavod, due to Shemo, the Kavod Shemo. And hence here, also the preceding verse conjoins glory and strength. Kavod Va'oz, Kavod Va'oz, glory and strength. Elohim's glory, Kavod, is to be mentioned as many times as his strength is. That is, as many times as Shemo, his name, is repeated in this Mizmor, in this psalm, in this chant, in this Isis. Even today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Kaf 8, Psalm 29, Psalm XXIX. Asked, whence do we know where to begin? Where do we know whence? From where do we know where to begin? Moses answered, mark the beginning of the Mizmor. Mark the beginning of the psalm. Ascribe to the Lord, O ye sons of the mighty. Havu la Yahuwah b'nei Elim. Ascribe to Jehovah, O ye sons, O your sons of the mighty. Havu la Yahuwah b'nei Elim. That is, sons of Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So, you must say in the first bracha, in the first benediction, quote, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And in the authorized prayer books, the Siddur, it reads, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Elohei Avoteinu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov. And as in the second occurrence of the Hashem, of the ineffable name, it is said, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Havu la Yahuwah kavod wa'oz. Ascribe to he who be, who he be, to Jehovah. Havu la Yahuwah kavod wa'oz. Glory, kavod wa'oz. And strength, kavod wa'oz. So, you must ascribe to him glory and strength, kavod wa'oz, with, blessed art thou, baruch atah, blessed art thou who quickenest the dead. Baruch atah, Yahuwah, mechayi hametim. Blessed art thou, baruch atah, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Hashem, who resuscitates, revives, resurrects the dead. Mechayi ha-meitim. And in the third occurrence of the Hashem, of the ineffable name, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, it is said, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name, the glory due to his name. Habu la-Yahuwah, kavod shemo. So you must bless him with, blessed art thou, Baruch atah, the holy God. Baruch atah, Yahuwah, Ha'el HaKadosh. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Hashem. Ha'el HaKadosh. Blessed art thou, Ha'el HaKadosh, the holy God. Ha'el HaKadosh, Ha'el HaKadosh. Next, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hishatachu la Yahua de Hadrata Kodesh. Worship he who be who he be. Worship Hashem. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hishatachu la Yahua de Hadrata Kodesh. That is, worship the Lord who gives knowledge to the holy. For, according to Mashal, Mishle, Shlomo, according to Proverbs 9 and 10, the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The knowledge of the holy, the Ayla, is understanding. V'da'ata kedoshim bina, and the knowledge, with da'at, and the da'at, and the knowledge of the all-holy is understanding. V'da'ata kedoshim bina. This calls for the baraka. Blessed art thou, the I, gracious giver of knowledge. This calls for Baruch Ata Yahuwah Chonein Hada'at. Blessed art thou, the I, Hashem. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Chonein Hada'at. Chonein Hada'at. Blessed art thou, gracious giver of Da'at, of Hada'at, of knowledge of the knowledge. Next, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. Kol Yahuwah al Mayim, al Hamayim. Kol Yahuwah al Hamayim. The voice of Jehovah, Kol Yahuwah. The voice of He who be, who He be, al Hamayim. Upon Hamayim, al Hamayim, is up on the waters. That is, upon Teshuvah, upon repentance. That is likened to water. In the verse, in repentance, they poured out their hearts before the Lord like water. In repentance, they poured out their hearts before the Lord like water. Hear. First Shemuel, First Samuel 7. And 6. Vayikavetzu ha-mitzapatach, vayayisha avu amayim, vayayisha pechu lifnei Yehovah. And they gathered together to Mizpah. Vayikavetzu ha-mitzapatach, and drew water, vayayisha avu amayim, and poured it out before Jehovah. Vayayisha pekhu lifnei Yahuwah. This calls for the benediction, the baraka. Blessed art thou, the I, who delightest in repentance. Baruch atah Yahuwah ha-rotzeh b'teshuvah. Blessed art thou, the I, he who be, who he be, who desires, who delightest in teshuvah. Delightest in repentance. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Ha Rotzeh Bia Teshuvah. Next, the Lord is upon the many waters. Even here, from today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf 8, Psalm 29, here, verse 3. Yahuwah Al Mayim Rabim. Jehovah, he who be, who he be, is upon the many waters. Yahuwah, Almaim Rabim. That is, thou art a God, a El, who pardoneth iniquity. Thou, the I, wilt cast all their sins, their uckeries, into the depths of the sea. Even here, from Micah. Micah chapter 7, verse 18a and verse 19. Mi el kamoka nose avona ve'overa al pesha lisharita nachlato lo hechezika la'adapo ki yachafeitza chesedhu. Who is a el, true good, true God, like to the eye? Mi el kamoka, that pardoneth the iniquity nose avona, and passeth by the transgression, the over al pesha, of the remnant of his heritage, lisharita nachlato, he retaineth not his anger forever, lo he chezika la adapo, because he delighteth in mercy. Ki chafetz chesed hu. Vitashlich bia mitzulot yam kol achat otam, and wilt, and thou, the eye, wilt cast all their sins, their ukeries, into the depths of the sea. Vitashlicha bia mitzulot yam kol achat otam, and thou and the eye wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Vitashlich bia mitzulot yam kol achat otam. And this calls for the baraka, for the benediction. Blessed art thou, the eye, who art gracious and thus abundantly pardoned. Baruch ata Yahuwah Chanun ha marbe lisaloach. Blessed art thou, the eye, O he who be who he be, who art gracious, Chanun, and who does abundantly pardon. Hamarbe lisloach. Baruch ata Yahuwah Chanun hamarbe lisloach. Next, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of Jehovah is powerful. Koli Yahuwah ba koach. The voice of he who be who he be. Kol Yahuwah is powerful, ba koach. That is, according to the words of Shemot of Exodus 6 and 6, I will redeem you. I'll redeem you with an outstretched arm. Ve'ga'alti etekem bi'zro'a netuya, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm. Ve'ga'alti etekem bi'zro'a netuya. For Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim is described as, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 63 and 1, as marching in the greatness of his strength, marching in the greatness of his strength. Sho'eh berov kocho, stately in the greatness of his strength. Sho'eh berov kocho, marching in the greatness of his strength. Sho'eh Di'rov kocho, stately in the greatness of his strength. In the Olam Haba, in the Zaman Haba, the Eit Haba, the gate, in the age, the Iowa, the age to come, the Zaman Haba, this calls for the Baraka, the benediction. Blessed art thou, the Eye, the Redeemer of Israel, the Redeemer of Yisrael. Baruch ata Yahuwah Goel Yisrael. Blessed art thou, Baruch ata Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Hashem, Redeemer of Israel, Goel Yisrael, Redeemer of Yisrael. Next, the voice of the Lord is a great voice. The voice of Jehovah is a glorious voice. Next, here, in the fourth verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf 8, Psalm 29. Kol Yahuwah be-hadar. The voice of Jehovah is full of majesty. Kol Yahuwah be-hadar. The voice of Jehovah is a glorious voice. The voice of Jehovah is full of majesty. Koli Yahuwa behadar. That is to say, in healing the sick, he restores to them the glory of health. This calls for the baraka, for the benediction. Blessed art thou, Jehovah Yahuwah Hashem, he who be who he be, who healest the sick of thy people, Israel. Baruch ata Yahuwah Rofe Chole Amo Yisrael. Blessed art thou, the eye. Baruch ata Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Hashem. Rofe Chole Amo Yisrael. Blessed art thou, Hashem, who heals the sick of his people, of Amo Yisrael, his people Yisrael, his people Israel. Next, the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Here, here, here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf 8, here at the Hey verse, the fifth verse, first part of the fifth verse, where it reads, the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Koli Yehovah Shover Erazim, the voice of Jehovah, Kol Yehovah, he who be who he be, Shover Erazim, Shover Erazim, breaketh the cedars. This here calls for the baraka, for the benediction. Blessed art thou, Baruch Atah, who blesses the years. Baruch Atah, Yahuwah, Mivarek HaShanim. Blessed art thou, Jehovah, he who be, we be. Blessed art thou, the I, Hashem, who Mivarek HaShanim. Mibarek Hashanim, who blesses the years. The men who raise prices and give small measure, and the rich men who live in plenty and appear strong as cedars, such men, the Lord, Jehovah, he who be who he be, breaks to bits when he blesses his world by bringing low prices to it, thereby breaking the staff of the wicked, the staff of the ratchet. The men who raise prices and give small measure, here, 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 the Midrash note for small measure, literally, ephah, give small ephah. Ephah is a unit of dry measure. Ephah, 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 a unit of dry measure. Hence, the verse calls for the baraka, the benediction. Baruch Atah, blessed art thou who blessest the years. Mibarek Hashanim, Mibarek Hashanim, Mibarek Hashanim. Next, the voice of the Lord breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon, the cedars of Lebanon, the Vaishaber Yahuwah Eta Arze Halvanon Ye Jehovah he who be who he be breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. Vaishaber Yahuwah Eta Arze Halvanon Eta Arze Halbanon. That is to say, Yahuwah he who be who he be, Jehovah, breaks in pieces the wicked, the ratchet nations of the earth. The goyi haaret, the ratchet nations, nationalities, international community of the earthly plane, the goyi haaret, that stand high, 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 high as cedars, according to Amos, Amos 2 and 9, whose height is like the height of the cedars. The ratchet, the wicked nations, nationalities, international community of the earthly plane that stand high as cedars, whose height is like the height of the cedars. Asher ke govaha harazim gavuhu, whose height is like the height of the cedars. Asher ke govaha harazim harazim gaburu gavuhu gavuhu, whose height was like the height of the cedars. Asher, Asher, K, Gobaha, Erazi, Gabhu, Gabho, Gabho. And here, the fuller verse. The Anokia, Hishmati, yet I destroyed, I the Amorite before them. We Anoki, Hishmati, Eta Haemori. Mipa Nehem, whose height was like the height of the cedars. Asher Kugobaha Erazim Gabho. And he was strong as the oaks. We Chason Hu Ka Alonim Kalonim. Yet I destroyed his fruit from above. Wa Ashmid Priyo Mi Ma'al, and his roots from beneath. Wi Sharashayo Mi Tachat, and he will gather the banished from the midst of Hagoyim, from the midst of the nations and nationalities. This here calls for the baraka, calls for the benediction. Baruch Ata, blessed art thou, the I, who gatherest the banished of thy people, Israel. Baruch Ata, Yahuwah, Mikaveitza Nidche Amo Yisrael, blessed art thou, the I, Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, who gathers in the dispersed of his people, Yisrael. Mikaveitz nidche amo Yisrael. Next, the voice of the Lord heweth out flames of fire. Hear, hear, hear. Zain verse, the seventh verse of today's daily psalm, Yizmor Kaf 8, Psalm 29. Hear, hear, hear. Verse 7. Koli Yahuwah chotzev lahevot eish. The voice of Jehovah, he was out flames of fire. Koli Yahuwa chotzev lahevot eish. Lahevot, lahevot eish. He was out chotzev flames of fire. Lahevot eish. Lahevot, lahevot eish. Flames of fire. That is, the judgments hewn out of the Lord's word, out of Jehovah's word, are like flames of fire, or like lahavot eish. For Ha'el, the true God Elohim says, even in Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like as fire? Is not my word like as fire? Halo koh devari ka'esh. Is not my word like as fire? Hello, ko devari ka'esh. Numi Yahuwah says, Jehovah, is not my word like as fire? Hello, ko devari ka'esh. And also, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 66 and 16, where it reads, by fire will the Lord execute judgment. Ki va'esh Yahuwah nishpat, for by fire will Jehovah contend. Ki va'esh Yahuwah nishpat, for by fire he who be who he be will contend. By fire will Jehovah execute judgment. Ki va'esh Yahuwah nishpat. This calls for the baraka, the benediction. Blessed art thou, Baruch Ata, who lovest righteousness and judgment. Baruch Atah Yahuwah Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Blessed art thou, the I, Baruch Atah Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Melech, the king, Ohev, who loves Tzedakah, righteousness, U'Mishpat, and judgment. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Next, the voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. Hear, hear, hear. The eighth verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf 8, Psalm 29. The eighth part of the verse that reads, the voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. Koli Yahuwah Yachil Midbar. The voice of Jehovah, of he who be who he be, shaketh the wilderness. Kol Yahuwah Yachil Midbar. Koli Yahuwah Yachil Midbar. That is, as the Midbar, as the wilderness is barren, so wicked Rishaim, wicked ratchet men are barren. So barren in good deeds that HaKadosh Baruch, who the Holy One, blessed be He, shakes them to pieces. This calls for the baraka, for the benediction. Baruch Ata, blessed art thou, the I, who breakest the enemies and humblest the proud. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Shover Oivim U'a Machania Zedin. Blessed art thou, the I, Baruch Ata Yahuwah, O he who be who he be, who breaks enemies and humbles wanton sinners. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Shober Oibim U'amachnia Zedim. Next, to the B part of the 8th verse, the Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh, Jehovah shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. Yahil Yahuwah midbar Kadesh. He who be, who he be, shaketh Yahil Yahuwah the wilderness of Kadesh. Midbar Kadesh. That is to say, the righteous are in an exile that resembles the wilderness of Kadesh, that resembles the Midbar Kadesh, where there was no water for Ha'am, for the people. As scripture relates, even in Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 20, verse 1, the people abode in Kadesh. The people abode in Kadesh. Vayesheva ha'am b'kadesh, and the people abode in Kadesh. Vayesheva ha'am b'kadesh, where quote, there was no water, where there was no water for the congregation, for the aggregation. Here, Bamidbar, Numbers 20, the next verse, verse 2. And there was no water for the congregation. V'lo haya mayim la edah. And there was no water for the congregation. With lo haya ma'im la edah. And where water returned only because of the merit of Moshe, Aharon, and Aaron. This calls for the barakah, for the benediction. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah, the stay and the trust of the righteous. Baruch atah Yahuwah Nisha'ana u mivatacha la tzadikim. Blessed art thou, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, who is the mainstay and assurance of the righteous. Baruch atah Yahuwah Nisha'ana u mivatacha la tzadikim. Next. The voice of the Lord bringeth forth hinds. Here, in the 8th verse, in the 9th verse of Mizmor Kaf 8. The voice of Jehovah, of he who be, who he be, maketh the hinds to calf. Kol Yahuwah yit cholel ayalot. Kol Yahuwah yit cholel ayalot. The voice of Jehovah maketh the hinds to calf. The voice of Jehovah bringeth forth hinds. Deliverers, like hinds, shall be born to Yisrael, as is said even in Song of Songs, Shir HaSharib of Shlomo, in Song of Songs 2 and 9. Song of Songs 2, verse 9, the A part of the verse where it reads, my beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Dome dodia litzriya oa li ofer ha ayali. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young hart. Dome dodi litzriya oa li ofer ha ayali. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young hart. He maketh my feet like hind feet. Even here in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 22, verse 34. He maketh my feet like hind's feet. Mit shaveh raglayo ka ayalot. Who maketh my feet like hind's. Mit shaveh raglayo ka ayalot. Ka ayalot. Like hinds. That's a kativ there. And here the kare. Mishawe ragli. My feet. Mishawe ragli. Ka ayalot. And also in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 52 and 7, where it reads, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings. Mahnavu ala heharima ragleya mir avasir. How beautiful upon the mountains. Mahnavu al heharim are the feet of the messenger of the messenger of good tidings. Raglei me basir. Raglei me basir. And here the B part of the verse, the voice of the Lord, the voice of Jehovah, Koli Yahuwah, strippeth the forest bare. Vayechashef ye arot. Vayechashef, vayechasef, vayechasef, vayechasef ye arot. And strippeth the forest bare. Vayechasef ye arot. The Lord, Jehovah, will strip the goyi ha'aret, the nations, the Gentiles of the earth, the hostile nations, nationalities of the earthly plane, who are like forests in their might. For it is said, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 10:34, the Lord of hosts, Yahuwah Tzavaot, will cut down the thickets of the forest with iron. V'nikafa sivakei. And he shall cut down the thickets of the forest with iron. Nikafa sibake hayara babarzel. Yahweh Tzavaot, Jehovah of hosts of armies, will cut down the thickets of the forest with iron. With iron. Nikaf sibake hayar babarzel. With iron, babarzel, 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 and Uve Hekalo Kulo Merakavod, and in his Hekal Be Hekalo, all say, shall speak, kulo mer kavod. All speak of his glory, all say, kavod. Once HaMashiach comes and punishes the ratchet, goye haaretz, nationalities, nations, international community, hekalo, the temple, his temple will be rebuilt forthwith. Hence here, the braka, baruch atah. Bone Yerushalayim, the builder of Yerushalayim, Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Bone Yerushalayim. Blessed art thou, the I, O he who be, who he be, Hashem. Bone Yerushalayim, the builder of Yerushalayim. Binyana Yerushalayim, rebuilding Jerusalem. With Li Yerushalayim, Irka birachmim atashub, and to Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, your city, may the eye return in compassion. We tishkona b'tokaha ka'ashera dibarta, and may the eye rest within it, within her, as the eye, as you have spoken. Uvne otaha bi karoba bi yamenu binyana olam. May you, the eye, rebuild it soon in our days as an eternal structure, an eternal structure. Vikise Dawida mehera le tokaha takin. And may the eye speedily establish the throne of David, within it, within her. Baruch atah Yahuwah, bonei Yerushalayim. Blessed are the eye, O he who be, who he be, the builder of Yerushalayim, who buildest Jerusalem. Baruch atah Yahuwah, bonei Yerushalayim. In another comment, the verse is read, the voice of the Lord shaketh terebinth. Ayalot, terebinth. Koli Yahuwah ye cholel ayalot. The voice of Jehovah shaketh terebinth. Ayalot. The commentator here, Midrash note right here. The commentator arrives at this reading, the voice of Jehovah bringeth forth hinds, by taking ayalot, hinds, in another of its meaning, terebinth. Terebinths, strong trees, oak trees, terebinths, ayalot. when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, gives voice, gives voca, gives voice, terebinths, ayalot, in the forest are shaken. Ayalot, when vocalized, ayalot, ayalot, it means trees such as terebinth or the oak tree. So the verse may be read, Koli Yahuwah Yecholel Eilot, Yecholel Eilot, Eilot, shaketh the trees, the terebinths, the oak trees. What follows in the verse is read, the voice of Jehovah maketh the white of the trees appear. Yechisof, Yechisof, why Yechisofa Yearot, Yearot. The voice of He who be, who He be, maketh the white of the trees to appear. Ye chisof, ye chisof, in the B part of the 8th, the 9th verse. That is to say that Jehovah makes the leaves of the trees fall, then dries the trees and make them shed their bark. Hear, hear, hear. Ye chisof, ye chisof, comes from the same stem as Ma chisof, in the verse in Bereshith in Genesis, Genesis 30, verse 37, where it reads, Ya'ikov, Jacob, made the white appeared. Ma chisof, that was in the rods. Levanota ma chisofa ha-lavan asher ala ha-maklot, making the white appear, which was in the rods. Levanot ma chisof Halavan Asher Al Hamaklot. Next, the Lord sitteth above the water flood. Hear, hear, hear. The 10th verse, the Yod verse of Mizmor Kaf 8 of Psalm 29. Jehovah, He who be, who He be, sat enthroned at the flood. Yahuwah La Mabul Yashav. Jehovah sat enthroned at the flood. Jehovah sitteth above the water flood. Yahuwah la mabul yashab. That is, when Jehovah sat down during the deluge, during the flood, to judge Harasha, the ratchet, the Rishaim, the ratchet ones, He hearkened to the prayers of those who came into Noah's ark. As is said even in Bereshith in Genesis 8 and 1, God remembered Noah and every living thing, and the waters assuaged. Vayizkor Elohim et Noach, ve'etkol ha'chaya, ve'etkol ha'behema, asher ito bateva, vayaver Elohim ruach al ha'aretz, vayashoku Ha-mayim. And Elohim remembered Noah, and every living thing, and all the cattle that were with him in the ark. Ba-teva, ba-teba. And Elohim made a wind to pass over the earth, the earthly plain, and the waters assuaged. Wayashoku ha-mayim. Hence, hear, 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 the Baraka. Hence the benediction, Baruch Atah, blessed art thou, the I, who hearkenest to prayer. Baruch Atah, blessed art thou, the I, he who be, who he be, who hearkenest to prayer. And hear, 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 the Kabbalata Tefillah, Baruch Atah Yahuwah Shomea Tefillah, blessed art thou, the I, O he who be, who he be, who hears prayer. Baruch Atah Yahuwah Shomea Tefillah. Next, the Lord remaineth a king forever. The B part of the Yod verse, the 10th verse, that reads, the Lord remaineth a king forever. Yea, the Lord Jehovah sitteth as king forever. Vayeshev Yahuwah Melech Le'olam. Jehovah, he who be, who he be, sitteth as king forever. Vayeshev Yahuwah Melech Le'olam. That is, calmed by Noah's offering, Jehovah had pity upon the earth, upon the earthly plane, as is said Even in Bereshit, in Genesis 8, verse 21, Jehovah smelled the sweet savor and said, not again will I curse the ground. Not again will I curse the ground. Vayarach Yahuwah et ha-reyach ha-nichoach vayomer Yahuwah ela libo wa lo asifa le kalel od et ha-adam ba-evora ha-adam ki ha-yitzera lev ha-adam ra'a min orayo v'lo sifa oda le ha-kota et kol chai Asher Asiti, and Jehovah smelled the sweet savor, and Jehovah said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of Adam, of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. Vayarach Yahuwah et ha-reyach ha-nichoch. Vayomer Yahuwah el libo lo asifa lik alel oda et ha-adam ba-evora ha-adam. And Jehovah smelt the sweet savor, and Jehovah said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. Lo osifa lik alel od et ha-adam ba-evora ha-adam. And this here calls for the benediction, the baraka, Baruch Ata, blessed art thou. For thee, the I alone, all one, we worship in reverence. And here a midrash note. Current editions of the Siddur, the prayer book, they read, Baruch Ata, blessed art thou, O Lord, who restorest thy divine presence to Zion, to Zion. Baruch Ata Yahuwah HaMachzir Shekhinato LeZion. Blessed art thou, Jehovah, he who be, we be, Hashem, who restores his presence to Zion. HaMachzir Shekhinato LeZion. And next, the Lord gives strength to his people. Yahuwah Oz LeAmo Yitain. Jehovah, he who be, we be, gives strength to his people. Yahuwah Oz LeAmo Yitain. That is, he gives the goodly strength of Torah, of that Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, the true God said, even in the Mashal and Mishle Shlomo, in Proverbs 4 and 2, I give you good doctrine, forsake ye all not my law, my Torah. Kia lekach tov natati lachem torati ala ta'ezovu, for I give you good doctrine. Kia lekach tov natati lachem, forsake y'all not my teaching. Torati, my Torah, torati ala ta'ezovu, forsake y'all not torati, my Torah. This calls for the baraka, the benediction. Baruch Ata, blessed art thou, whose name is all good, and to whom it is becoming to give thanks. Young for eyes is Baruch Ata, whose name is all good, and to whom it is becoming to give thanks. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Hatov Shimka Uleka Nae Lehodot. Blessed art the I, Baruch Ata Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Hashem. Hatov Shimka Uleka Nae Lehodot. Your name is the Beneficent One. Thy name is all good, the Beneficent One. Hatov Shimka. And to you and to the I, Uleka Nae Lehodot, it is fitting to give thanks to the I, male. Uleka nae lehodot. Baruch Ata, blessed art the I, O Jehovah, whose name is all good, the beneficent one. Hatov, 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 Hatov. And to whom it is becoming to give thanks. Yankfu Aizes. Uleka Nae Lihodot. And finally, the Lord blesses his people with peace. And finally, the Lord blesses his people with peace. Yahuwah yevareka et amo vashalom. Jehovah will bless amo, his people, with peace. Yahuwah yevarek et amo vashalom. Hear, hear, hear. 11th verse of today's daily psalm. This calls for the baraka, the benediction. Baruch ata, blessed art thou, the I. Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, who maketh peace, who maketh shalom. Baruch atah, Yahuwah, ha-mevarek et amo Yisrael ba-shalom. Blessed art the I, Baruch atah, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Hashem, who blesses his people Yisrael with peace. Ha me barek et amo Yisrael bashalom shalom 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 shalom.
Like shalom, my brother, shalom, master, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom. Shalom, shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, shalom.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
my advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace, 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 peace.
Mizmor Kaftet, Mizmor le David. Havu l'Adonai bene Elim, Havu l'Adonai kavod va'oz, Havu l'Adonai kevod shemo, Yishtahavu l'Adonai behadrat kodesh. Kol Adonai al hamayim El hakavod hirim, Adonai al mayim rabim. Kol Adonai bakkoah, kol Adonai behadar, kol Adonai shover arazim, vayishaber Adonai et arze al Lebanon, vayarkidem kemo egel, Lebanon vesirion kemo ven reemim. Kol Adonai chotsev lahavot esh, kol Adonai yahil midbar, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש, כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם, אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום.
Always need more chizik, more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is a tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person happen to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistance in something that is so huge and something that's so big, and you have to understand that the other side knows the sitra achra, the satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it, the other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second Brachos, it says that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, tefillah, this is tefillah, this is prayer. Say that the height of what, but is disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnias, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emuna you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's definitely going to see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel Hashem. Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of that Hashem.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. The great, mighty, and awesome God. Exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the fallen, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who seek in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all days. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord our God and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never seen, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessings, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to another counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
Torah.
In
your
amen.
Torah.
In
your
amen.
Torah.
In
your
amen.
Torah.
Amen. Amen. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Rai. Kedemah HaNesalah. Divine presence. In